Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up, kids and kittens? I don't know if you're aware of this, but Trump is making a move. Making the move. And in doing so, he's staying on message, trying to rise above the craziness that is below him. He's got 6 days to do it, and if he continues to stay on this path, I think he is going to close this gap. I do not know who is going to win. I do know your vote is important, especially in these key swing states. Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona. These places are going to sway this election. And what was once seemed to be a foregone conclusion but a week ago is now a out-and-out street brawl. Hillary's doing all she can. She is panicking. She looks nervous. She looks tight. She thought a week ago this was done and dusted. She had already picked out what the patterns were going to be inside the White House. She was getting her cabinet ready. She was telling Bill, you don't sleep with any of the interns. She was doing all the necessary stuff it is. And she was talking to the transition team, I'm sure. Who's going to help me transition? We got Deep Podesta. We got all these people. And lo and behold, less than a week later, she is fighting for her political life. Now, she is still favored. But how much of that do you believe? There are a lot of people out there who are not buying into this. They feel that the system is rigged, not even so much of whether or not the outcome is right, but whether or not the polling is even right. But something that's going amiss here, something that is going amiss is the fact that independents, the people that people were swearing that this was going to be the people that change this, they've been ignored. Donald Trump has, for all intents and purposes, about 5 days to get these people to hop on board. He's got 5 days to get these people who are undecided. He's got 5 days in some of these states to get these people who have decided but now are unhappy. And he's got 5 days to get these people who are Republicans and who are undecided and or thinking they're going to go for Hillary to change their mind. Will that happen? I don't know. What I do know, though, is in this next 6 days, there are going to be a few ebbs and flows. Each one of them is going to try to land the knockout punch. Each one of them is going to try to finish the other one off, whether it be through a October surprise into early November, or whether it be, some sort of leak, or whether it be sticking to the message at hand. And the message is pretty simplistic at this point in time. Donald Trump is going out there and he is doing something that this is what I wanted to hear from him a long time ago. And some of this, and I'm going to say this right now, I believe Donald Trump feels he's playing with house money. I think deep down, he's thinking to himself, I got here. I probably shouldn't have got here. I want to win this thing. I'm going to do everything I can. I've had some missteps, and he's going to kick himself later on down the road if he loses this much closer than people anticipate. He'll kick himself for some of the missteps. But I tell you this right now. I think he's playing with house money. This is hers to lose. And she's slowly but surely losing it. Now, does he have enough time to make up the difference in the next 6 days? I think he does. I think anything is possible. He is in with a puncher's chance. If you would have asked me a week ago, it was 95% Hillary, 5% him. Right now, I think it's about 65% Hillary, 35% him. But yesterday, it was 25% him. It's growing every day. Today, he was out doing what he does, stumping across all these states. I think he had 3 or 4 stops, but he was on message with Hillary, and he was on message with Obamacare. Take a listen.
She wants to blame everyone else for her mounting legal troubles, but she really has no one to blame but herself.
That is so true. We've talked about that ad nauseum. No one to blame but herself. You're new to the show. You're new to politics. You're watching it because a reality star is taking on somebody you remember from your past. Let me tell you something. All these things that have cropped up are all things she's done to herself. I saw President Obama today say, we don't base our world off innuendos. Yes, you do. She is anything but. You promised President Obama to be the most transparent president of all time, and yet you've been the least transparent. She said she's going to be transparent, and she's anything but transparent. She's as transparent as a giant concrete wall. Innuendos is all people have. If you give the people to have a perception of you, they're going to turn that into their reality. Understand that. Continue, Mr. Donald.
Premiums are surging, companies are leaving, insurers are fleeing, doctors are quitting, and deductibles are absolutely through the roof.
Boom. People are feeling the pinch. People are understanding that. Speaking the language of what people understand, which is money, pocketbook. All of us have friends out there that are struggling. Maybe you. All of us have had to decide what to pay this week and what not to pay. All of us out there have gone to our change drawer to get through the weekend. All of us out there have felt that. And all of us now are starting to feel the pinch of what was supposed to be the Affordable Care Act and has currently become much more unaffordable. Stick on message. You stick on message, this is what you have. You stick on message, this is what you're going to get. Had you stuck on message longer, I think this gap would be even narrower. But I still believe you have time if you're Donald Trump. My question for a lot of people out there is, what do the Republicans do? What does Reince Priebus do? What does the like of Paul Ryan do? What do they do to somewhat rally? See, for Paul Ryan, I look at it this way. I think he is over the Donald Trump thing. I think he's over trying to lead this band of Republicans. I think he's frustrated with the system, and I think he has an eye on 2020. For him, the best that I think he can hope for on a personal selfish issue and matter, because let's be real, in the end, we're all selfish. In the end, we're selfish creatures. We think about ourselves first. We may put other people above our needs here. I'll loan you $20, even though I don't have it. I'll give you a ride. We've all done that, right? And there are all people that do that. But in the end, we're inherently, when it comes to certain things, where there's a selfishness about us. And when it comes to a career situation, especially people like this, there is inherently a selfishness about us. If you're Paul Ryan, you want her to win. You're not going to run against Trump in 4 years if he wins. But if you're Paul Ryan, you want him to lose. You pick up the pieces. You reorganize the party. And you move forward. Because you have your eyes on a bigger prize. And there's a lot of independents, a lot of frustrated Democrats who would look over and say, I'd vote for Paul Ryan. And he knows that. He understands that. He gets it. But what are they going to do for the next 6 days? Are they going to sit on the sidelines? Are they going to twiddle their thumbs? Are they going to ignore everything? Are they not going to participate anymore? Are they just going to say, we're going to let everything lie where it lies, and that's just the way it's going to be, and if it works out, it works out. If not, oh, well, we'll move on. That's what they have to figure out what they're going to do. Donald Trump needs to do one thing only. Stay on message. Doesn't matter where he is. Stay on message. Doesn't matter where it is. You're in Ohio, you stay on message. You're in Florida, you stay on message. You go to Pennsylvania, you stay on message. You go to Michigan, you stay on message. You go to North Carolina, you stay on message. You understand, you stay on message. If she pulls out somebody you supposedly groped 25 years ago, don't fight. If she calls you a toupee-wearing machismo, ass-grabbing clown, you smile and you say, Obamacare, you want to extend it. It's a nightmare. People can't afford it. They're making choices, hard choices, choices that you used to think about. People make when they get older and they didn't have enough money. What do I pay? What prescription can I go without? Now people are doing it and they make a semi-okay living. Stay on message. You go to Ohio, you stay on message, and you tell them. Not only are we going to try to do all we can to sort out and make trade a little bit more fairer, we're also going to look at these regulations that have handcuffed this country in such a way that it's damaged a good portion of people throughout the Midwest and the Rust Belt, and see what we can do. Even if you can't, the fact that you're there, the fact that you're with them, the fact that you are participating and you're speaking a message that they want to hear, they will eat it up. But if you go there and you call her names and you wander off and you say something about whatever this Machado lady is or whatever person that you supposedly groped or all access or this, that, and the other, you've got 6 days now. And where you were dead a week ago, you've been given new life today. Where you were the Chicago Cubs of three days ago and done and dusted, and Hillary was deciding where she was going to pop the cork and champagne, you are now the Chicago Cubs of tonight, game seven, and the chance is there. Will you seize it? Stay on message. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can tweet. We love it when you do, at Chad Benson Show. We love it when you text, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Lack of sleep, of which I know, may give you this craving, which is sad. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Look, you're right. Have you ever seen this video, Producer Phil? You like music.
No, I haven't.
It is. It's worth seeing. It's interesting. Definitely hippie designed, if you will.
You think?
I'm thinking yes. That's where I'm going with that answer. Yes. So here we are in this world of cell phones 24 hours a day, sitting next to your bed. Scientists say that if your cell phone's next to your bed, there's a good chance you'll wake up at one point through the night and you will check your cell phone, which most people do. Some people say the lights, the radiation, everything that comes off of it, it keeps you awake. We live in a world where, you know, sleep is, it sounds great, right? It's like that's the plan, but rarely is that plan ever executed. And if you don't sleep, you may eat. That's right. If you sleep poorly, the next day you may eat too much. That I understand. I don't sleep very much. I will say, if I get 3 to 5 hours a day, that's the most incredible things. This week, I got about 3.5 hours. Last night, the night before last, I'm not going to lie to you, I got maybe an hour and a half if I was lucky. I just don't sleep a lot. Never have. But I understand that, because there's days when my ass is dragging and I need food. Nowadays, I reach for Super Beats. Like, that's the thing I reach for. Grab me some Super Beats, gives me a little kick, boom, away I go. But what they're saying now, after reviewing data on 172 participants and 11 sleep studies, that you crave certain things. The average person who has a bad night of sleep will consume about 400 plus extra calories the next day, roughly the equivalent of a frosted cupcake or a serving of fries. And they'll consume less protein. What they're saying is sleep deprivation has effect on hormones to control the appetite. But there also might be a reward kind of situation. Lack of sleep heightens the desire to seek food as a reward. Meaning you're rewarding yourself in some way. Well, I didn't sleep very much, so maybe I should have a cupcake. Maybe I should have a donut. Well, let's be real. Donuts are delicious. Not too many people hate donuts. I don't think I've ever met anybody who dislikes a donut, right? Because there's enough donuts out there. But you see it too. If you see somebody who doesn't sleep a lot, you'll probably find somebody, unless they're on crack or something, you'll probably find somebody that's a bit overweight. That's crazy, but it's very true. That is crazy in a lot of ways. But that's the world that we live in, because we don't sleep a lot. I mean, how many of you out there, and I know there's probably a ton of you, who, when I said you wake up at least once a night and you check your phone, think, oh, yeah, sure do. Sure do. And you don't know even what you're checking for at some point. Did somebody text me? Did I get an email for something? What's going on in the world? I need to know. What's happening? Your mind is not getting to that point where that you get into that deep sleep, that REM kind of situation. And we need to get there. So the next day you're waking up, you're dragging ass. And what does your body want? It wants carbs. It wants sugar. Doesn't want protein. It wants carbs and sugar because it's going to give you that boost. You need the boost. That boost is there for you. So what do? You jump on it and you're smart. And that's why you take something like Super Beats, like I said. You take something that's going to give you that, but we don't do that. And I could see the reward thing. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Oh, my God. What do? You reach for something like a cupcake. We've got Halloween candy in here. All of us are tired. We've all been working hard. We're up early. We work late. We've got a small business that's growing. It's all hands on deck for us. And we have got Halloween candy in here. And you know what? We're tearing through that stuff like you could not believe. In fact, Anthony, producer Anthony, hit it the other day. I found it. And then all of a sudden it's out in the middle of the room again. And at every 5-10 minutes, somebody walks over and grabs a piece of candy. Because we don't sleep. We're exhausted. And it's a mini reward. And because it's a small piece of candy, we don't think anything of it. But after 5 or 6 of those, you're like, oh, my God. And you realize you just had 1,000 calories. That's why sleep's important. Or finding an alternative source to give you that energy rather than the food that's nasty. And you don't want, your body's going, I want sugar. I don't want protein. The best thing for you to do is sleep. And it's hard for all of us. And I need to do this. And I'm a horrible example of it. But the best thing I can do is turn my phone off at night. But I know me and I won't. But that's the best thing that you can do. Turn it off. Put it somewhere. But rarely will we do something like that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, 323-538-2423. Your texts, please do. Chad Benson Show.
Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Jobs are important. The economy is important. There is a certain group of people that have gravitated to the likes of Donald Trump, but in the past have also been in situations where they have been Democrats. Trade hurts some and it helps others. Let's be 100% honest. NAFTA hurt some people and it helped others. We are in a global economy and that is a struggle for a lot of people to understand. A lot of people don't get it. In truth, without being, you know, a jerk, for a lot of people out there, they're worker bees. It's above their pay grade. They don't understand. Everything that happens in D.C., that happens in, London, happens in, Berlin or Munich or wherever else, in Moscow. All of these big things, these trades, in Beijing, this, that, and the other. There are some people that benefit from them. And there are some people that ultimately struggle. It hurts them. It hits them hard. But while Donald Trump has talked a lot about trade and how important trade is, and NAFTA was the worst deal of all time. Something, and I touched on it briefly at the top of the hour, something he's left out is something that I think is ultimately going to help more than even trade. And that is the fact that we have become a nation of rules and regulations. We have become a nation that, for God's sakes, look at our football games. We have rules and regulations that make the game boring after a while because every play has to be reviewed. There's a flag all the time. Even if you celebrate now, there's a chance you're going to get 15 yards. Take that out into the real world. Yes, trade has hurt some people, and it has helped others. You know who it's helped in a lot of way? All of us, even the people it's hurt. How's that? Because we're a consumer nation. We eat more than we spit out in a lot of ways. We are consuming all the time. We want goods, and we want them fast. We want cheap. We want it fast, cheap, and good. Right? That's what we want. I want a TV that 15 years ago would have cost me $700. I can get it for $125 now. And for $700, I can get one that fits on my whole wall. For $1,000, I can get the people in the show to come reenact the show in my living room. That's what we want. We like stuff cheap. We consume things. Walmart met a need for cheap goods. We talked yesterday about clothes. Why don't clothes fit the way they used to? Pretty simple. We want it fast and quick, like our food. So it's just one size fits all. You're a large, you're a medium, you're an extra large. There is no, you know, catering to your body type. It's the same thing with trade, and it's the same thing as good. But regulation also plays a huge part in this, and we forget that. We've regulated everything to the point at times where it's ridiculous. Where to start a business, it's just not practical or financial. Financially, it's not going to be worth it. You can't go to somebody and say, give me $5 million. I'm going to start a business that really is going to take years for us to break even, if we can at all. And the rules may change between now and then that may make it so we should be done and dusted. That's what people get frustrated with. Yes, trade hurts. Again, everything in Washington, Beijing, Moscow, everywhere, all over the world, when they put these trade deals together, when they do all of these things, there's going to be some winners and losers on every side. There are going to be winners and losers. It's not just certain groups. But when you look through the Rust Belt, when you look through Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, things like that, this is where Trump has got this big run in and has seemed to turn a bit of the tide. Because there was a group of people out there, mostly white, middle-class Americans, who were smart, but chose to go work for a living. And they've worked in industries that have suffered over the last decade plus. Manufacturing is down. But that's not all because of trade. Some of it is on us, the consumer, because we want something cheap. Why pay $8 for something when I can pay a dollar for it? And some of it is the fact that through rules and regulations and overregulation and overreach and fees and more rules and more regulations and more fees, we've priced those businesses out of being competitive, even on our home soil. I remember when Walmart first started to catch the ire of, you know, progressive people and people who were upset at Walmart may move into their small town. And I remember that there was a lot of people that were so angry. Because why would I want to go there? You can go down to Johnson's bicycle store on Main Street and buy the same bicycle. Yeah, but at Walmart, on my limited budget, I can get that bicycle for $98 that my kid wants for Christmas. Johnson's, it's going to be $298, and I can't afford that. We're a consumer nation. Nobody says, give me the most expensive thing you have, unless they're an asshat and they want to show off. Nobody does. We all shop price. So part of it is on us. And the other part of it is the overregulation. Overregulation, you have no idea. I live in a state, California, which has California Air Resource Board, CARB, which is probably the singular most powerful state agency maybe in the country. They regulate the air. And it's great having clean air. As a kid growing up, I used to look out and see the mountains, or what I thought was the mountains, but instead it was just kind of yucky and nasty. And it's nice to have clean air. But through overregulation, California has seen much of their big industry and many of their big businesses leave. Taxation and regulation has said, hey, I got to go. I was talking to somebody the other day. He says, you know, California, look how fast it's growing. Look how many people have moved in here over the last decade. I said, here's the funny thing. You have 1 million, 2 million plus people that move into California over a certain period of time. But I asked him the most important question. How many of them are taxpayers? Because you see, the people that left are taxpayers. The people that left Detroit are taxpayers. They didn't leave Michigan. They left Detroit. Because they were overtaxed and overregulated. We need regulation. Don't get me wrong. I know what people are saying. Yeah, Chad, let's get rid of regulation. Wrong. We need regulation. We like clean water. We like clean air. But here in California, where we have a drought, we protect a fish, this small little smelt, which has put us in a situation where we suffer tremendously. Regulation without common sense is in many ways a dictatorship, because you have unelected people who overregulate businesses. When we opened our business here, so I've got my show, and then with Inside here, we have a company called Univocity Media. And we do everything. We do drones. We do filming, camera work. We do animation. We do all of these things for local advertisers and some national people. And it's growing, and we're kicking ass. But when we opened our business, the hoops, the fees, the things that we had to go through that were just so bizarre and so just overdone, you think to yourself, why would people want to go through all this? Now imagine if we were a manufacturing company. Imagine that. Imagine that. You hear stories all the time in California and in places where they love regulation, where businesses move because they, even though they want to sell into California, they can't afford to be here anymore because it's cost too much. There was a company here that wanted to build a U.S.-made solar panels. They did everything they possibly could here in California. They couldn't build them because there was no way through regulations that they could even open a plant. This is a company that wanted to be green. This is a company that wanted to follow the rules. This is a company who was trying to do something good for the environment. And California eventually made them go, I gots to leave. That's what frustrates people. But they want to blame it all on trade. NAFTA has hurt some. TPP is undecided because nobody in God's name knows what's actually in there. But things like fees, things like regulations are things that we need to look at that also are game changers in this. We can talk taxes as well. We can talk all of those things. But if you think about the fact that regulation and fees are a huge portion of what gets passed on to the customer, which is a huge portion of whether or not you're going to be competitive in business, you have to take that into effect. Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, that Rust Belt there, North Carolina, coal miners, places like, understand they're being regulated out of business. And there's a frustration there. There's an absolute frustration. These are people that are good people, who chose to take a different path and who need to figure out a way to do something else. It's not always about, oh, you go to such and such a place because it's cheaper. There's a portion of that. Let's not lie. But a lot of times people move elsewhere because it's cheaper, even without the salaries being an issue, to do business. Don't get me wrong. Regulation is important. But regulation without common sense is stupidity. And it will cost us many, many more jobs if we don't get our heads out of our butts. We need to figure out a way to not just fix trade, but to get a government that is less overreaching, less grabbing, less wanting to know, less in your face, that has common sense and will take some of the chains off these businesses and these industries and allow them to produce and to get the engine of this economy rolling again. Speaking of producing, you want to produce because you own a company, but you're struggling. Not because business isn't good. No, no, no. Because you can't find the right employee. Where do you find these best candidates? So you're posting a job right now. It's only to one site, maybe two. It takes a lot of work. But you want to find that perfect hire, so you got to go out there. You need to post your job on all the top job sites. Well, guess what? Now you can. You can find the best candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Get this. You go to ZipRecruiter.com. You post your job. Boom. 100 sites it goes out to. Also to Facebook and Twitter. Any industry, any city, nationwide, they got that easy-to-use interface. Boom. No juggling, emails, calls. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. And that's important because time is money. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, for the Chad Benson Show listeners, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com and post your job for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time for Chad Benson Show listeners. Post your job for free. You'll be happy you did. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Tell them Chad sent you. Say what? Chad Benson Show.
Your mama. That's right. I said your mama.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Your mama.
Say what?
Mama.
Say what? Say what?
That's right. I said
your
mama.
Text the show. We love when you do. 323. I'm just sitting here. 323. It's just like I'm sitting here looking at all these people who are texting me about. Did I say something wrong about? Was it regulation? I said regulation, right? I didn't say regulate. Yeah. People's like, did you say regulate? I'm like, wait, what? Is this gun? Was this? No. 323-538-2423. People are saying it's regulations. Yes, we're overregulated, Chad. Lots of people saying that. Texter writes in, Chad, how can people still vote for her knowing that this is hanging overhead? Don't people have souls? Don't they care about this country? Don't they know the Clintons are crooks? I will never understand that. I don't know how. As I have talked to Democrats, I've asked them on numerous occasions, regardless of how you feel about Trump, how can you give her this, knowing full well she has used the government as her personal piggy bank? She has used the – you have paid for much of her life. Think about that. A little sum of your paycheck, whether it be a Tuesday 2 years ago or 23 years ago, a little piece of that paycheck went to pay for a portion of their life. Let's think about it. Soak that in for a second. A little say, what? I don't know how I would feel, but I know that I would be upset. Woman took a selfie. Why? Because she won $43 million. Katrina Bookman hit the jackpot slot machine at the Resorts World Casino in Jamaica, Queens. She took a selfie. She was so excited. $42,949,672. It would have been the largest slot machine jackpot in U.S. history. She says, I can't even describe how I'm feeling. It's like my whole body was numb. She came back the next day, which I found odd, right? I found that odd because I don't know about you, Producer Phil. I win $43 million. I'm not leaving until the check is in my hand.
Oh, you and me both.
She came back the next day and said, you didn't win anything. What? No. It says I won. No, you didn't. There was something wrong with the machine. It malfunctioned. You won nothing. We'll give you a free steak dinner. Wait, what? A free steak dinner? No, I won 43. There's a disclaimer saying malfunction voids all pays and plays. But just like, and we've talked about it, Producer Phil, because you were a guy that played, you played poker online.
I did.
And the worry always is what? Is it rigged?
Yeah.
How do I know these machines that are also electronic aren't rigged? That's a curiosity I have. How do I know it malfunctions? Not the first time we've heard stories like this before. It's not. Now, where she should have known something was up is the amount that was allowed to be paid out on that machine was only $6,500. But still, the fact that it malfunctioned at that point in time, could you imagine? I mean, think about that. Just soak that up for a second. Close your eyes and think about this. You think you've won $43 million. You're with your friends. You think you've won $43 million. Your life has changed overnight. You're quitting your crappy-ass job. You are done. Your life has changed tremendously. This is it. You're going to buy a house. You're going to pay off the kids' debt. You're going to do all the things you've ever wanted to do. You're going to help your family. You're doing all of these things. Then you find out it isn't true. I don't know about you, but I would have been apoplectic. I would have been seeing a lawyer, but that would have been as I'm getting arraigned for losing my mind inside of that club, the casino. I would have lost my mind. I would have went and got a flamethrower and an axe, and I'm getting my $43 million by melting everything and busting it open. She hasn't a lawyer right now. Currently, they are looking at what they're going to do. She's frustrated. I'm sure it'll get resolved, but it ain't going to be $43 million. I know that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This is the Wednesday edition of The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.